This is Eshin Akins, and welcome to Two Guys and a Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eshin Akins here, and we are back. I know y'all think we got abducted by aliens, but guess what? They brought our asses back.
Yes, yes, yes. We went aboard the mothership. As George Clinton talk and Parliament talk about, get on board the mothership. We went aboard the mothership, and they said, these two specimens, they are at the apex of the evolutionary scale. You know what? There's nothing we can do to enhance these cats. We're going to send them back and let them drop a word of truth on you.
We got to get them back to their people, is what they told us, Jason.
That's right, man. And you are our people. Shout out to Dayron Bridges. He said he listens to the show, and I'm going to ask him about that in a month when I see him. If he doesn't recognize this shout out, I'm going to slap him across the face.
Darren, have you ever been abducted by aliens?
Darren's from Piney Woods, and if you're from Piney Woods, you've either been abducted or have seen aliens.
That's exactly right. So we've both been busy. That's why we've had the long break. Jason's been busy with his family business. I know this is getting to a busy time of year for y'all and so on through probably to August or September.
Shoot, yeah.
I've been busy building my own business inside of a car dealership, selling cars, man.
Let's talk about it. Tell me about it. Because I know, I want Mr. Esh to talk about this because I'm going to tell you, this is a guy I love like a brother, and I've known him for many years, and he has been doing fantastic, which makes me happy, and I want him to tell you about it.
Well, folks, you know, when I got into the car business, my first month was awful. I didn't know whether I'd make it or not, and I come to find out later, they were about ready to just let me go because I got pissed about some paychecks that wasn't right, and they made it right. Well, I tell you what, come December, I really hit a stride, and, you know, my attitude changed toward it. And personal life really affected that first month.
Personal life always does.
You know, I just worried about taking care of family, stuff like that, and I needed the money. So December was good, and then January was rough, and then last month I had a 14-unit month, which is 14 cars. And this month, man, it's been incredible. I'm at 19 units sold right now.
So that's 19 vehicles.
19 vehicles.
And now tell us, for your dealership, where does that put you?
Well, right now, in my dealership, I'm top sales.
Wow.
We've got, 5 salesmen in our store, and I'm ahead by 5 cars, I guess.
Okay.
As far as total sales, the biggest month we've had so far is 20 units. Which I'm one away from tying that, which is pretty awesome. And, you know, I got to thinking, you know, at the beginning of the month, I was thinking, you know, what can I do to, you know, get better or do better? And I remember a conversation I had with one of my sales managers at the beginning of the month. Young guy, he's only 24 years old, been in the car business, I guess, 5 years now.
So he was born about 2010.
Yeah, I mean, he was, when I was 10, he was still shitting green in his diaper.
That's right.
So, he just said, Bean, take it back to the basics. Well, that's what I've done every month, man. I have a routine every morning. When I leave home every morning, I say a little prayer, talk to God for a few minutes. I stop at Curry Texaco and give me a couple Bang energy drinks. Shout out to Bang and the people that make them. I think Redline energy drink makes them.
I believe they do it. And I tell you what, folks at Bang and Redline, we need you guys to endorse this show and give us your money.
Absolutely. We need all the money.
That's right.
So I drink those, and then I have a list of music that I listen to on the way to work after I stop at Texaco. And then I get there, man, and I've been posting these motivational quotes every morning.
That's right.
So I get on Facebook, and I post these quotes that I find. I just research online, and then I go in, and I start my process, man. I usually get to work. We don't open till 8:30, 9 o'clock, but I'm usually there by 7:15 every morning, 7:30 at the latest, and I get in and I start my process, my emails, and then we go into sales meetings and we start making phone calls after that and, you know, meeting customers, stuff like that. But it's been a really incredible month, man. I've been real blessed with a lot of great customers. I've actually made some new friends out of state that have bought vehicles from me. I had a lady in Pennsylvania that, for personal reasons, I won't mention names, but bought a Chrysler Crossfire from me. And then right now we're in the process of getting a BMW ready to send to Missouri.
Wow.
And I've had customers, it's real humbling, man. I've had customers that I've met that have inquired about vehicles out of Mississippi and Georgia and Florida that have all bought vehicles for me because they love my personality. And
you've had people that have struggled with their credit.
I've had people that struggle with their credit, man, but, you know, we have a great finance department, and we have some great banks that we work with, and, somehow we find a way to get these people in a car.
I'm going to tell you, folks, and this is not a commercial. This is not an infomercial. The man's just telling you about what he does. But I've known this guy for a long time. Like I said, I love him. He's like a brother. We have done some time together. And when I say we've done some time, we have worked in law enforcement in the corrections field and dealt with everything you want to deal with. Somebody that killed their grandmother, we got it. Somebody that killed someone, cut their body up, and scattered the parts out all over the county, we got it. Somebody that raped a small child, we got it. All that to your local, the guy you grew up with who got on drugs and can't get off drugs. We've dealt with it all. We've seen it all. And didn't get paid very much to see it, but we did it because we believed in it. And we still believe in it, and we still support law enforcement. But my brother right here, Mr. Esch, how long have you been there?
5 months this month.
Okay, 5 months. 3 months ago, was fighting as hard as he could fight to support his family. He has fought as hard as I've ever seen anybody to support their family, to be a good father and a good husband. And, you know, to see him succeeding like this, we're friends on social media, just like we are in polite society. And I see his posts daily, and he posts things to encourage himself and to encourage others. And, you know, you can go on social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, or whatever, I don't give a damn, all day long, and post negative stuff. You can complain, you can gripe, you can fuss all you want. Let's talk about politics. I don't care. But when I see someone posting stuff, when they are really posting stuff, try to encourage other people, trying to encourage yourself, it makes an impression on me. And I appreciate that because it pushes me. And this guy has basically, he's kind of like Joe Rogan talks about, you know, I reference Rogan every now and then, and he should have us on his show. But he is trying to be the hero of his own movie, and I admire that.
That's it, man. And, you know, all I really care about is to make sure my family's taken care of. That was one of my big motivations going into this month, kind of reevaluating where I was at. And I said, I'm not doing the struggle thing anymore. I want to be able to walk into a store and buy some stuff and not having to worry about, hey, is there money in the account?
That's right.
You know, that just, it's a special moment when you can do that.
It's big. It's big. And everybody knows, everybody that's listening to us knows what financial stress can do to an individual, to a family. And especially when you're the breadwinner, when you're, and nothing against you ladies, because there are a lot of marriages out there where the lady is the financial, I mean, the primary financial breadwinner.
Right, the backbone of the family that's making the money.
That's right, that's right. So, but as a man, you feel that responsibility heavily.
You do, very much so.
Yeah.
In any kind of household, I mean, it's just, we were raised in the South where the man's supposed to take care of the family and the woman stays at home, takes care of the family, you know, takes care of the kids and all.
Right.
And you
right.
take care of the finances and make sure the family's got all their wants and needs.
Right, right. So that's, you know, that kind of gets handed down as the responsibility.
Yeah.
Did I shout out Dayron Bridges?
You have not yet, I don't think.
Let me give a shout out to Dayron Bridges. Dayron Bridges.
Darren was our chief at one time here in Walker County.
He was chief deputy. And now he is a retired gentleman, and he serves on a board with me for the local volunteer fire department. And Dayron said that he listens to all of our episodes when they come out. And I'm going to hold him to this. I'm going to be very upset if Dayron does not listen to this episode And I am going to just absolutely tell him how sorry he is. And if you're not from the South, you don't know what the term sorry means. Sorry means you just low down. I'm going to tell him how sorry he is if he says he did not listen to this episode. We've both known Darren for many, many years. And he's a faithful listener and a good guy, and we appreciate him.
And we both hold Darren in high regards. I have a lot of love for Darren Bridges. Had many conversations with him at the Sheriff's Department. He's a very level-headed man.
He really is. He's a good-hearted guy. And, you know, we just wanted to give him a shout-out.
So, Jason, you know, life's been busy, and the last episode we did was on WandaVision.
Yes, it was.
I think when we recorded the last episode, we had a couple episodes left of the season, and we've seen the last episode, and, buddy, I'm impressed.
Tell me what you thought.
Buddy, I think they've set a lot of things up going to the future, the multiverse, I mean, so many other things. Maybe even Mephisto in the MCU.
That would be fantastic. You know, there's been a lot of chatter on the internet about Mephisto, people saying, well, you know, they make about 200 to 300 million in the Chinese market. And in China, there is a law that you cannot depict sorcery or demons, you know, in film or what have you. And so, oh, they will not be able to use Mephisto. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Kevin Feige is smart enough to figure out how to use Mephisto.
Right.
You know, so I don't pay that a whole lot of mind. You know, if the last episode of WandaVision was very good. It was very good. It's just like Brother Ash said here. It set up the multiverse because you've got Wanda. She's at some cabin. We don't know where it is. I'm thinking it's in Sokovia somewhere. But she's going into the Darkhold. And she is reading and studying on different spells and dark magic in an effort to find her children or bring them back. And then you also have Monica Rambeau, and she is called up, literally called up, by one of the Skrulls to go speak with Talos. And that's going to set up the Secret Invasion storyline, which is going to be really big in that part of the MCU.
Yeah.
So, man, it was really, really good. And I'm going to tell you, I got to tip my hat to Kevin Feige and the folks at Marvel. They took a chance with this show because it was very odd. It was very different. And I really believe they stretched it out a little bit, man, between the usual wham, bam, I'm a superhero kind of film.
They did. When I first started watching, like I said in the last episode, it was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at a 1950s black and white.
Well, I Love Lucy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it's based off of. But, I love it. I love that they found a way to bring Vision back with White Vision.
That's right.
And I believe that, you know, like the Vision said inside Wanda's world, that they're blocking your memories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to have all the memories back. And I believe eventually that him and the Scarlet Witch will meet back up and continue their love story.
Right, right.
Which is it's been a fantastic story arc, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think Agatha Harkness is going to be an interesting character.
She's going to play a major role going forward, I think.
Yes.
When it comes down to it, the Scarlet Witch will go back to her for guidance.
I think so. And if you go by the comic books, by the storyline, Agatha Harkness did take that role with mm-hmm. Scarlet Witch.
Yes.
So
that's been amazing. And now we're not going to talk about this because I've not had a chance to watch it yet, but Falcon and the Winter Soldier is airing now. I'll try to catch up.
I'm going to say this. Ash has not seen this TV show. But, folks, I'm going to tell you, they just keep doing better and better. The first episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I don't want to do any spoilers. I don't want to give anything away. But it was fantastic. I thought they do a great job of making these characters real, making them human. The kind of things that all of us go up against, that we deal with.
Fantastic, fantastic. And I look forward to it, and we'll review it as we go. Hopefully we'll get back to regular recording weekly or every 2 weeks, just depending on how life's going. Because obviously our businesses that we run in our personal lives are more important than this, which we still love doing this, but we also have to provide for our families.
So we got to make that money, baby. We got to make that money, baby. So that's why we need all the money.
That's it. So, Jason, what else is going on in the world, man?
Well, the Snyder Cut.
The Snyder Cut. I've not watched it yet.
I'm not going to give anything away, but I'm just going to tell you this, brother. When you watch the Snyder Cut and you consider what you saw with the Justice League film, you're gonna be like saying, what in the hell was Warner Brothers thinking?
Right.
It is that much better.
Wow.
It is that much better.
And I know it would be when they first announced that they were going to release this cut. I knew it was going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, folks. I knew it was going to be amazing. Can't wait to see it. And I'm going to try to watch that in the next couple of days, hopefully.
You're going to enjoy it. And I've read up a lot on Zack Snyder and kind of what was going on at the time during that filming. And bless his heart, you know, everybody that dealt with Warner Brothers literally put two company men watching him during that filming. And each one of those guys said, listen, it is not sufficient to say this is a nice guy. He is wonderful.
Absolutely.
He is a nice guy. He is a sweetheart. And then they had an adopted child. And unfortunately, she suffered from chronic depression and took her own life. And Zack Snyder and his wife, I did not realize this, she was the producer. They work as a team.
I had no idea.
They decided they could not keep fighting Warner Brothers when it was more important to be at home with their other kids during this tragedy. So I'll tell you, man, I have read a lot about Zack Snyder and his wife and the whole situation. And I just have mad respect for that guy. Have very little respect for Warner Brothers because it seems that they are missing a golden opportunity. And I hope they don't. I hope they continue what his vision is with the DCEU. I don't know that they will, but we'll see. And when you see this film, you'll understand what I'm saying, brother.
Right, I'm sure. I think he's a fantastic director. I think it's going to be a fantastic movie to watch.
Did you know he directed 300?
I had no idea.
I did not know that either. He directed 300.
Fantastic movie.
Oh,
love
my
it.
God. That changed the game.
The story of Leonidas.
Leonidas.
And the great 300.
Yes, and it changed the... I remember going to that movie thinking, this film has changed filmmaking.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
Yeah. No doubt.
He's... And I just... You know, it's a funny thing. I've heard it said, the difference between Marvel and DC is that the DC heroes and villains are gods. They have to figure out how to be human.
Yeah.
And in Marvel, it's regular people that get powers that have to figure out how to be gods.
Right.
It's two different things. And it seems that DC fans, and we both consider ourselves fans of both, DC fans like their DC dark.
Yeah.
They like it hardcore. They like it dark. And, you know, Marvel, on the other hand, is a little bit more family-friendly.
A little more comical.
A little bit more comical. But they're two different animals.
Right. But, I mean, let's face it. Which side is more realistic, Marvel or DC? I mean, how many gods do you know that are walking around?
I'll be honest with you. I'll look at Marvel and I think, you know what? I could see that. I could see that.
You could see an Iron Man or a Captain America even.
Yeah.
Maybe even a Hulk.
Yeah, you could see some things taking place. With DC, you know, those folks...
I mean, with DC, I mean, you got Batman, that's realistic.
That's realistic.
Superman, I mean, that's...
That's almost like a god level.
It's god level.
Yeah.
The Flash, I mean, Aquaman.
I mean, they're just so powerful, it's hard to see where in a normal reality where that... That you have that.
Right.
I mean,
without... Now, don't get me wrong. I love Marvel and I love DC, too. I love comic books, period. Mm-hmm. But I'm just a Marvel fan, man.
That's me, man. I'm a Marvel man all the way.
That's it. That's it. So, you know, what do we got going on in politics? We have anything in politics going on?
You know, it's doing exactly what I hoped it would do.
Everybody should be happy.
Boring.
They got a big stimulus check and everything's boring.
Everything, exactly. You know, that's the key. Now, we do, in our small town, our hometown of Jasper, we have the First Lady Jill Biden coming to Friday.
I heard that.
Yes.
And that's actually, weird enough, Friday and Saturday this week is our grand opening at Bill Penny Ford.
Maybe she'll show up.
Boy, don't you think that'd bring a crowd in?
Maybe you can sell her a new vehicle.
Well, is she even allowed to drive a vehicle?
Probably not.
No, the president's not allowed to drive a vehicle.
You might be able to sell the Secret Service a vehicle.
Y'all come by this Ford Expedition here.
That's right.
But yeah, I heard about that. I don't know how long she'll be in town or what.
There's even more. She's coming to what's called the Jasper Area Family Services. And that is a nonprofit place that houses several different charities that deal with different poverty issues and things like that. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, our county, Walker County, Alabama, is getting around $16 million from the COVID bill to help with child-related poverty issues.
Wow.
So she's coming with Jennifer Garner.
Wow.
Jennifer freaking Garner.
Wow.
And they're coming to Jasper. You hear me?
Jasper, Alabama.
Jasper, Alabama. Mr. Esch and I will not be there. We will be working, trying to support our families.
I will be trying to sell cars that day. We have this contest going on at work. It's been March, and we have the March Madness basketball tournament. Company does a March Madness tournament every year where they pin salesmen up against each other. And every week, whoever has the most sales in that particular week advances to the next round.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've advanced to the final round of March Madness for our company. We got a nice little bonus waiting on us, whoever the winner is. And up against a friend of mine that started in business here in Jasper when I did, great guy, Devin Hutchinson. But we're up against each other. I'm representing Team Ford, and he's representing Team Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and we're going to see who wins at the end.
You're going to win.
Buddy, I hope so. I would like that little bonus. I'm going to be honest with you.
Heck yeah.
But he's a great guy, and you know, if he wins, it's all good and fun and games. Really, to me, that big number at the end of the month is what matters, but a bonus is always nice.
If Mr. Esch wins that $3,000 bonus, he is going to help me buy two more cans of great stuff. Great stuff, ladies and gentlemen. When you have a crack to fill, because it's just, your place is all jacked up.
That's right. That's right. So, but it's a lot of fun. Like I said, he's a good guy, and we're friends, and we're kind of making it a friendly competition. So it's going to be fun, man.
Well, you know, you just made me think we're talking about friends. Friend of the show, Billy White, who's been with us on some of our paranormal investigations and on our UFO conversations. He has, I think he's okay now, but he had the COVID.
Had the COVID.
He got down with the COVID, down with the sickness, as they say in that song.
And he's still with us.
And he's still with us, man. You can't kill that dude.
No.
He's paranormal.
That's it. He is the paranormal Billy White, the amazing paranormal Billy White.
He's living in two or three different realities.
Right. He runs his own reality, folks.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Jason, I mean, you know, this time of year, you know, we've talked about this in the past, and something that I know that we've talked about that you deal with is seasonal depression.
This is true. That's something I've dealt with all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a long time to understand what was going on there. And, you know, there are different types of depression. You know, there are folks who are chronically depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have folks who kind of deal with it depending on trauma can affect that. Stress can affect it. But then you have people like me who are what they call, it's actually, the term is seasonal affective disorder. SAD for short. Now, affective, I didn't know this till I went to college. There's the difference between effective with an E and affective with an A. Effective means the effects. It affects you. Affective applies to your facial expression and your mood and your affect. But, you know, I really didn't know that I had a problem for many, many years. I guess maybe I should just kind of give a little bit of a definition here. There are different things that cause this kind of a problem for people. It typically happens during the winter months. Now, different parts of the country and different parts of the world will have differences as far as the length of their winter and the sunlight and things like that. You know, for us in Alabama, typically December, January, February is when we have our least amount of sunlight.
Right.
Okay. I'm one of those type people that is affected very strongly by that. I don't have any trauma to really speak of. No brain injuries, nothing like that. Stress can be an issue, but it's typically the lack of sunlight. Right. And how that affects the human body is that it causes you to produce less serotonin. Serotonin, of course, is a chemical that the body produces that regulates moods and also affects the functioning of different organs. Now, as far as I know, my organs are fine. Never had any problem there. But I go back to when I was a child. During the month of January and February and early March, and I've talked to my mother about this, that's when I would usually get sick.
Right.
And she would talk about, you know, that I would get pale and I would just really not seem to be up to snuff those months. And we didn't know at that time that that was the lowering of serotonin in my body, which in turn lowered the immune system and made me more susceptible to viruses and different things like that. And I just didn't feel good. And, you know, a lot of people call it the winter blues or the winter blues. And I think that's kind of deceptive because you're not really sad.
Right.
You know, I'm very seldom sad. You know, I'm very fortunate and try to maintain that. But it's a little bit different. And when people say they have depression or they're depressed, usually they're not sad. That's not it. It manifests itself in different ways. And for different people, it's different. It manifests itself a lot in a loss of energy. A total loss of energy, fatigue, what they call brain fog. You know, I found that during those months, I have a very hard time concentrating. I have a hard time thinking things through. And I've even, believe it or not, I'll have to sit. If I'm even adding up numbers, small numbers, I'll have to sit and be like, okay, 14 plus 13 is what? 14 plus 13 is what? What am I thinking? What am I doing? Because it is that hard to focus, it makes it difficult to carry on conversations. For some people, in the more extreme cases, it makes them suicidal.
Right.
You begin to become extremely introspective to the point of being, what's the proper term? Well, in a way that goes beyond beneficial. It's good for us all to be introspective, but when you get to the point to where you are dealing with depression and you start to feel like, well, I'm a failure. Everything I've done has failed. You know, you start to really see all the negatives, all the bad, and you struggle to see the good. That's what starts pushing people toward the edge. You know, and it's something that people haven't really known about except I guess maybe 20, maybe 30 years was the first time I'd ever heard it talked about. It's something I dealt with most of my life, I guess until I was in my late 20s. And then a doctor diagnosed me with it. So now I kind of understand it. I mean, there were years where during that time period, I couldn't get out of bed in the morning. I mean, I literally did not have the energy or the desire to get out of bed, even though I know I needed to, which becomes a snowball effect because then you start to get stressed out because you're losing that time that you need to be getting things done. You're losing that productivity, and that makes you even more depressed.
Yeah.
And so it takes every bit of energy you've got just to function on a normal level. And that's kind of the feel for it. I guess if you I'm sure for anybody that suffers from chronic depression, that's how they feel all the time. For me, it's just a few months out of the year.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk on the phone because the phone stresses you out. You really don't want to do the things you would normally do because it's taking every bit of energy you've got to literally get up in the morning and function on a level that keeps you from just absolutely falling into disaster. For some people, it makes them very irritable. It affects their mood in a way that makes them extremely irritable. That's never been the case for me. It's been, I guess maybe it's made me irritable at times, but it's just made me more lethargic and just kind of struggling with the things that any other time during the year would be nothing. It can also cause you pain, physical pain.
You mean like body aches and...
Body aches. And for people that struggle with arthritis or bad backs, bad knees, bad whatever, it becomes difficult to know, is this something that is arthritis related or injury related, or is this related to depression? Because it can cause you to have body aches that are similar to those types of pains.
Right.
And it seems strange to you. You know, it's not just, I can't get out of bed in the morning because I don't have the energy. It's, I can't get out of bed in the morning because it hurts to move. My joints hurt. I hurt everywhere. And that is another thing. Then it contributes to the snowball effect. Mm. So, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Jason. You know, there's a lot of people, I'm sure, around that deal with the seasonal depression. I guess in the South, it's a lot worse because, you know, our summers are pretty severe. We have a lot of sunlight.
It's just like Superman gets his strength from the sun. You really get up there, and then you, boom.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at is, how do you, during the winter months, especially, you know, like December, January, February, early March, like you said, how do you mentally cope with that? To be able to push yourself forward to keep doing what you got to do?
Well, there are different methods. One that I've never tried that I'm thinking about trying next year that works really good. You can get these lights that basically, if you look at them, if you kind of spend some time with them, give you the effect of sunlight and help to kickstart some of that serotonin production.
Right. Something like some of these marijuana dealers that grow their...
Yeah, something similar
like
to that.
Like a UV light.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I need to talk to some of those guys. That helps. Exercise helps definitely.
Yeah.
It's a big one. Exercise helps a lot. You know, I know for me personally, prayer and meditation...
Most definitely.
Most definitely helps. And I recommend to anybody, if you're a Christian, pray. And if you are not, meditate. It's just, you know, start where you can and go from there. But that helps me a lot. You know, for some people, psychotherapy helps.
Yeah.
Just to have someone to talk to that is professional. And I'm going to tell you right now, We are still in the dark ages of mental health in this country. Most people are ashamed if they have mental health issues, and they don't understand there's no difference between a chemical imbalance in your brain and diabetes or cancer.
That's it.
There's no difference. And sometimes it may not be a chemical imbalance in the brain. It may just be that you're going through an extremely stressful, traumatic period in your life, because none of us, we may think we're tough, but things get to us. And sometimes it's things that have been building up for years. And so, you know, I would encourage anybody that if they're having any type of issues like that, first and foremost, go ahead and seek some professional help. You wouldn't go to the doctor if you were sick. There's nothing wrong with going to a psychologist or a psychiatrist and talking about what's going on, because they're trained to help you kind of go through that. Those things help. And just recognizing that, okay, I'm going to go into this period. I know this is where I'm headed because this is how I'm made. Let me prepare for it. and try to deal with it. Don't let it catch you by surprise and think, well, I'll just tough it out this year. Or I'm just, you know what, that's just how I'm made. Deal with it. And you will find that you get, you're more productive. You feel better. It's just like any other type of illness. It's something you have to deal with. If you've got the gout in your foot, man, you're going to take something 40, you can't walk.
That's exactly right, and we've got friends that deal with that every year.
We got friends that deal with that every year. So, you know, that's, for me, that's probably, and this time of year, March, it generally takes me all of March to get out of it.
Right, so by April, you're really out of the funk.
By April, I am hitting on all cylinders, and I'm ready to rock and roll. March is typically the month that I have to kind of struggle back.
Right.
And, you know, it's difficult. You know, we talked about, we hadn't recorded all month. And we've both been extremely busy. But at the same time, I haven't had the drive.
Yeah, I understand, man. We've both been busy. And obviously, you deal with seasonal depression. I understand that. You have to have time to cope with life.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to tell you, folks, for anybody that deals with depression, whether it be seasonal, whether it be chronic, or what have you, and even if you don't deal with depression, there have been points in time in all of our lives where we thought about jumping out a window.
Absolutely.
You know, or you know what? I'm just going to put a bullet in my head, and that's that, and everybody will be okay. You know, different things bring that on. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Right. I mean, I'll tell you, man, Jason, just in the past year, the changes that I've made in my life, a year ago, man, I didn't know whether I'd make another month, another day.
I've seen you at some low points, brother.
I didn't know.
And whenever he was at a low point, the only thing I could think to do, listeners and listener world, was ply him with alcohol.
That's it, man, and it helped. It got me through it.
It got him through
but,
it.
No, man, all jokes aside, when I was going through my lowest points in life, you know, everything was rough. Marriage was rough. Family was rough. Everything was rough. Work was terrible. I got to a point where I said, you know what? This is what's important in life. This is what I'm going to focus on. And I just dug myself out of a hole, inches, centimeters at a time, just digging, 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 just to be the better person that I wanted to be. And I guess, you know, like, you go through seasonal depression. I was going through depression at the time, and depression is so tough.
Man, it's tough.
It's so hard.
It is so hard, man.
You don't feel like you can make it another second, another inch in life, without just exploding, without just being done with everything. And, man, I'm going to tell you, I turned to prayer, I turned to God, and I turned to friends and family, and realized what was really important in life, and I just kept that clear vision, that same clear vision I have today. The reason I'm motivated to push myself as hard as I am, family, man, my wife, my kids, mom and dad, my friends, I got a reason to be here and keep pushing myself.
There you go. And for folks, for any of you out there and I'm talking internet. We've got listeners all over the world.
That's it.
We've got listeners in Russia.
Everywhere.
The old Soviet Union.
That's it.
You know, for any of you, if you don't have family, if you got no one, if you don't even have a cat or a dog, I'm going to tell you right now, there are people that need you. There are people out there that are hurting, that are by themselves, and they think no one gives a damn. They need you. And one good way to deal with your depression is to reach out to those folks and help them with theirs.
And let me go ahead and put this out there. Look, if there's any of our listeners that are going through these problems, look, I'm going to do this, and I know a lot of people wouldn't do this. I'm going to put my personal cell phone number out there. My number is 205-300-3019. If you just need somebody to tell you, hey, look, life is going to get better, you can get through this, give me a call, shoot me a text message, I'll be happy to talk to you. Because going through life thinking that you're not going to make it is not the approach you want in life. You'll never be successful thinking that way. You'll never get to that dream that you've had, that goal that you have, even that little bitty, hey, I just want to live with my head above water.
Yeah.
You're never going to get there unless you believe in yourself and you have somebody supporting you. So please, text message, phone call. I'll be happy to talk to you through the problems. Just let me know. You know, if you text me, let me know, hey, listen, I listen to you on Two Guys in a Podcast. This is what I'm going through. I'll be happy to talk to you. And me and Jason will get together and we'll talk about these things. And maybe we can come up with some solutions to put on the show. Obviously, to protect you, we'll leave your name out of it. But you'll know we're talking about you if you're listening to the show.
That's right. We'll, we kid around a lot and we joke around a lot because we enjoy doing it. And we truly love our listeners and we hope that they enjoy it. But we can be serious about things. And this is something we both take seriously. So for anybody that's listening to us, if you have something like that, you need to talk about it. You need a support system. Hey, we're here for you. We're here for you. If it wasn't for you guys, we'd just be talking into a machine and whatever happens, happens.
That's it, man. Like I said, I put my personal cell phone number out there, guys. Shoot me a text message. I'm not a big talker on the phone, so I talk on the phone all the time. But shoot me a text message, man. I'll talk to you. Just tell me who you are, where you're from, and you're a Two Guys listener, and I'll talk to you about your problems. I have no problem with that.
Sounds great, brother.
I may not have all the answers, but, man, sometimes just somebody listening to your problems, that's all you need.
Exactly. We are all connected. You know, there's a term that's been around for a long time, and I can't think of the author's name. I think it was Jonathan Don, possibly. But there's a term that's been around for a long time that says no man is an island. And we use that term. We throw it around that no man is an island. Well, okay, yeah, we're all connected. We get that. You know, you need people. But I don't think we really get the full grasp of the importance and what that term really means. We are all connected. We are all responsible for each other. No, a man's not an island. He's a peninsula. He's connected to everyone else. And when one of us is suffering collectively, it hurts the whole game. So I appreciate what Mr. Esch said. And I hope if anyone is listening and they got that information, that they would feel free to contact him or contact us on our Facebook page.
Absolutely. We're at Two Guys Podcast on Facebook. We've also got a Twitter, but we don't get very active on Twitter.
We hadn't got to tweeting yet, but we'll start tweeting like Tweety Birds.
That's it. We've got an Instagram that we don't do nothing on. We've got a
we don't know if you want to see us yet.
We got a TikTok page and we don't do nothing on it. Facebook's our biggest platform, but now y'all got my personal cell phone number, which anybody in the car business is buying a car has got my number. But
it don't get any closer than that, folks.
You can't get more personal, man. You can reach out to one of the two guys themselves.
That's right. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Miss Esch, she's going to be, is that another listener?
Right. Is that another listener? Well, that's it, man. If that's what it takes to get your voice out there and maybe help somebody, that's what it takes.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Jason, it's been a great show, man.
I've enjoyed it, my man.
Hopefully,
good to be back.
Great to be back, man. I love it. Hopefully, we can get back to our regular recordings, at least bi-weekly, if not weekly. I know after March, maybe it'll slow down a little bit.
We've got a really good interview coming up with a local guy, Shane Owens, and we're both excited about that. We're waiting on the third headset to come in, basically, is what it is, folks. And then we're going to have him on here and talk about his journey of self-improvement and just his life journey.
That's it. Sometimes hearing somebody else's perspective in life helps.
It does. It really does.
Well, folks, thank y'all for listening. We'll be back with y'all soon with another great episode. Like me and Jason said, we're glad to be back. Glad to be back to recording. We just had to find time in our personal lives to get back together and do it.
Adios.
Adios. See y'all next time.